This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 31st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is clear and sunny. It's a beautiful day in Tel Aviv, perfect for a stroll by the beach. In Jerusalem, the skies are bright with a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys warm temperatures, ideal for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, I-24 News reported that Iran and Hamas are intensifying their attack plots in the West Bank, according to Israeli authorities. Also, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew shared that a night operation in Shechem led to the arrest of a terrorist linked to the Lion's Den. The operation was guided by intelligence from the Shin Bet. Also this hour, Ynet confirmed that the U.S. military struck IRGC rocket launchers in Iran earlier today. This comes after explosions were reportedly heard on Larak Island in the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, the Times of Israel noted that Prime Minister Netanyahu warned that Winter's party could potentially destabilize his coalition. Winter responded by criticizing the government's handling of the war. And finally, from JTA, Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel urged Jewish Democrats to support a candidate despite controversial views. The candidate, El Sayed, called for a reduction in violence. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted earlier today that Iran's foreign ministry criticized U.S. sanctions. They claim such actions threaten international law. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, announced earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from Israel. This decision follows a new Dutch law banning trade in certain Israeli products. From Belaz News, we learned that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar, with Netanyahu's approval, ordered the expulsion of Dutch diplomats. This follows the Dutch Parliament's recent legislation affecting Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories, starting with the I-24 News report on Iran and Hamas. Israeli authorities warn that these groups are ramping up attack plots in the West Bank. This development raises security concerns for the region, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the night operation in Shechem, reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, Yamam forces, with Shin Bet intelligence, arrested a 37-year-old suspect linked to terrorism. This operation highlights ongoing efforts to counter terror threats within Israel. Meanwhile, the U.S. military's action in Iran, detailed by Ynet, marks a significant response after a period of tension. The targeted rocket launchers were reportedly preparing to fire missiles. This strike underscores U.S. commitment to curbing missile threats in the region. On the political front, the Times of Israel covered Netanyahu's warning about Winter's party. The Prime Minister's concerns about coalition stability come amid ongoing political challenges. This dispute reflects deeper tensions within Israeli politics. Finally, Michigan's Attorney General's appeal, reported by JTA, emphasizes the complex dynamics in the state's Jewish community. With El Sayed's call to curb violence, the community faces a challenging decision in upcoming elections. In financial news, first, CTEC reports that Israel has launched a 5 million NIS program to attract AI experts back to the country. This initiative aims to boost Israel's tech ecosystem by integrating international talent. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Rafael is moving forward with plans to produce the Iron Dome at a Volkswagen factory. Despite Qatar's opposition, the venture will proceed with support from Lower Saxony. And finally, Israel Hayom Business disclosed salary figures within the security sector. The average salary in secret agencies stands at 32,225 shekels, highlighting the financial landscape of Israel's security workforce. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.